25 minutes past 12 o'clock, and of course today is Black Friday. Have you gone shopping to find a bargain, or are you just staying at home saying, I'm refusing to spend my hard-earned rands, because the rand these days. South African consumers have been warned to pay close attention to Black Friday deals and avoid falling prey to clever advertising gimmicks offered by retailers. Be careful. Sometimes that price that they say is 50% down was yesterday's price, actually. Experts warn that many deals being offered by retailers have been strategically packaged using intelligent marketing techniques to fool unsuspecting consumers. So beware. So what we thought we would do, we've sent out Eyewitness News reporter Dominic Majola, who's gone to the Joburg CBD, who's gone to a specific chain store there. Dominic, good afternoon. Take us to exactly what's happening at the moment. What are you seeing?
Good afternoon, Greg. So I'm here at the CBD in Johannesburg at retail store just to see how people are responding to Black Friday, whether or not they're getting anything. And Ray, we were blocked when we got in by police officers because there's a Sakawa strike happening. So most of the shops there are closed. And they're not functioning right now because of the strike. They've blockaded the road from the seat right down to Pritchard. And so as we speak right now, the biggest store that is here, which is Game, is closed.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, we did send you out earlier to other shopping centers, and you also spoke to other shoppers. What exactly did they have to say then?
Oh, Rich, I went to Centrum City, where, of course, I spoke to a lot of shoppers there. And most of them, the sentiment they're sharing is that, yes, they're going to buy, of course, during Black Friday, but they won't spend more than what they have, and that they won't be spending their heart in cash. But the ones that were there, because when I arrived, at a certain retail shop that sells clothing, very, very long queues, Grace, very long queues, people saying that they want to spend money on the deals that are there. And it also depends exactly where you're going. If you're going to one of those food outlets, people definitely want to buy because it's towards the end of the month, so they will be spending money on food. But if you go to clothing shops, they buy what they need based on the discounts that are available. But they're not going crazy trying to get every deal that is available.
Right, so you also got some sound as well. Let's have a listen to what some of the shoppers had to say to you today.
So my name's Maria. Big shopper, and obviously with Black Friday there's even more motivation to come to the shops. A lot of the stores have been advertising on social media through their individual pages, and yeah, I'm in this very long queue of Zara and excited to see what we can get.
So my name is Jessica Parsons, and I'm here because I think that the deals are really good. I do think Black Friday is hyped a lot, so I do think a lot of people come just because of the hype and what they hear, but I do think that the deals are worth it. And I think that this Black Friday, I'm going to be looking for some summer clothes for the holidays, as well as lots of Christmas gifts to get for December, because if they're on sale, you might as well get them now for Christmas.
All right, so do you plan on participating on Black Friday?
No, not really. I think there's a big hype. I think it's bigger overseas in America and the UK. Here, I think prices haven't really come down that much, and there's sales on for the week, so it's not really Black Friday as per se, like it is abroad.
There we go, Dominique. So some people say yes, some people say no.
I think there's one lady that I did speak to. I think we're having technical difficulties, so I can't hear it properly. But there is one lady that I spoke to, says that she's from the UK, and that their Black Friday is a really huge deal because prices are slashed in half. But coming to South Africa, she experienced something completely different. But the price is really not what she expects. And so she was just saying that, not I'll get what I want, but if they should put my own, I'll try and get as many shoes as I can.
Oh, there we go. Eyewitness News reporter Dominic Majola on the line from the Joburg CBD. And yes, we are looking at that Sitawu strike at the moment. It's on the TV. We can see the visuals just to describe it to you. Lots and lots and lots of people outside the game store there in the Joburg CBD. Ties in with a WhatsApp message I've received. Ray, what about COVID restrictions for strikes from SIBS? SIBS, you're quite right, because looking at those visuals, people are packed together. Lots of people are together. Now the message says, Ray, Anyway, last night I read the news, or I heard the news, that 90,000 deaths had been reported, 90,000. The prof says 270,000 deaths. Please explain, says Clive. Well, Clive, this is it. We have the official death toll that is given to us on the number of people who have died. But then what they do is they go around to hospitals, etc., etc., and morgues, and they count the number of people who have died, which are above the actual national average for that time. And they've noticed this marked increase in people who have died. So while the official death toll may be 90,000, the actual death toll may be 270,000 or even more.